Hi, my name is Hunter. Today I'm going to be doing a podcast about race. So, what is race by definition? Race refers to a person's physical characteristics such as bone structure, skin, hair, or eye color. You can have more than one ethnicity, but you are said to have one race, even if it's a mixed race. The term race refers to a group of people who have differences and similarities in biological traits deemed by society to be socially significant. My definition of race, in my opinion, is the social group of which you yourself are from and where your ancestors are from. I guess meaning your heritage. How I think we assess race in our society is through stereotypes. I think that we as a society have developed over the years a subconscious judgment to people that don't look the same to us. People not of our race or people who have different skin color are often treated differently than someone who is closer to you in skin color. The stereotype I think is more prevalent today is that the darker of skin color, the worse. In my opinion, that's entirely untrue. And I think we also judge people on how their facial structure and even eye color and how they look in general. How whiteness has personally affected me, in all honesty, it doesn't. For the most majority of my life, I lived in Hispanic neighborhoods, so I was never really exposed to the racial stereotypes that much until later on in life. At a young age, one thing I did know that there was gangs in my town that I lived in, of Salinas, that's where I grew up. They were predominantly Mexican, so as a child who was very driven by anxiety, I grew a slight fear of Hispanic people. As I grew older, I gained insight that we are all people at heart, and that's not what defines us, and everyone who was Hispanic weren't gangbangers. The school I attended up to fourth grade was mostly mixed with kids that were white and Hispanic. Two of my best friends were Filipino and Taiwanese, and I still talk to both of them. My grandma was the person who really shaped my opinion on other races. My grandma loves our hometown and the people who live there, and she taught me that race is the last thing you judge someone by. My whiteness has never dragged me any negative attention, and I have never been racially profiled or antagonized for being white, so I wouldn't say that whiteness has affected me much in my life. So the main topic I wanted to focus on today is, can people choose their own race / ethnicity? Personally, my stance on this question is that you cannot choose your own race. I think you're born with your heritage that your ancestor gave you. It's a lineage that you should be proud of and you were born with, and that's just the way you are, and no matter what, we're all human, and nobody should be discriminated against due to their skin color. As much as that may be apparent in modern-day society, I don't personally think anybody should be able to change their own skin color. No matter what, you are who you are. The text I chose to analyze today is the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King. How I think Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech connects to whiteness is because I think it's a great example of how whiteness has evolved over the years. More or less, we don't see much in our current society segregation of water fountains or public buildings. I think nowadays it's more of claims of police brutality or being treated unfairly and claims that the government government facilities like the police are engaging wrong with young African Americans and that they're violently attacked without legal reasons. What I think makes up somebody's race is, like I stated before, through their ancestry and whatever their great grandparents were born and raised with, they carry on. It's the uniqueness that is passed down in decades from family to family. It's your ethnicity. I personally do not think that you can be African American and call yourself Native American. I don't think that you have the choice in the matter. I think that you are born the way you are, and you should be proud of that no matter what other people say about you. And though, yes, there are racial stereotypes built into our society, and there are bad cops out there that do act violently upon young black teenagers, I still think that everybody should be proud of who they are, and anybody who is against somebody's uniqueness should be in the wrong. My purpose of this podcast is to carry the message that I think that everybody should be treated fairly no matter what of race. Stereotypes should stay out of our society. I don't think that they are necessary, and I think stereotypes should stay out of our society because they are harmful to those who are of other color, and they are being antagonized for no reason. You are born the way you are, and you can't change that. So I interviewed two people. I interviewed my stepdad, Mickey, who is a Irish immigrant. He's 43. He's a contractor. He moved no more than 7 years ago to America, and he has dual citizenship in Ireland and the U.S. My other interviewee is my grandpa, Jack Bryan. He's 74. He's retired. He's an ex-airborne ranger / paratrooper. He's my grandfather, and he's Portuguese / Italian. He lived in Germany and the Philippines. Now he's a U.S. resident. He was there when his dad was sent there during the war, and he was brought with him. Some of the questions I asked my grandpa, who I had the chance to sit down with and talk to, we talked about race and his opinions on the matter. I asked him, why is race important? In this clip, you'll hear him talking about how race really isn't that important, and how you're born is the way you're born. What is your experience with race?
I have no true experience with race.
No true experience with race?
No. I've worked with all types of people. Yeah, Filipino, German, black, white, yellow.
Why is race important?
Race is really not that important, you know. Either you're born, you know, one color or another.
I also got to ask him about how he thinks about our country and how it discusses race. He disagrees with how most people talk about stereotypes in our country and how people of the other race are antagonized because of it. But my grandpa also has another standpoint. He likes to call it the Trump card. You'll hear him talk about what he means by Trump card in this video. Do you agree / disagree with how the country discusses race? Like how we talk about race, like yeah. Stereotypes and...
I disagree. How do you talk about it?
You disagree with how we talk about race? You don't think it's right?
Yeah.
Why don't you think it's right?
Well, because I think a lot of people play the Trump card when it comes to race.
What's the Trump card?
Such as, the only reason you're doing this is because I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, like, man. Like Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or so do white lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So do yellow lives. All lives matter.
You have a strong feeling about whiteness, like white.
No, I don't have no strong feeling about whiteness. It's this, I'm a white person.
Yeah.
That's how I was born. I could have been born yellow, green, orange, you know,
mm-hmm.
Black. I was born white.
When I asked about if he was upset with anything involving race, he said no. He doesn't have any issue with race. He has never really had any problems when it comes to his race. when I asked my grandpa about the mistakes that people most commonly make about race. He thinks that some people assume the race of somebody when it comes to suspects for crimes. In each one of my interviews, they both came up with the same opinion, practically, that everyone is the same and should be treated the same. A lot of people claim that the government and other races attack them or scrutinize them because they're different in color, when that's not always the truth. African Americans do face issues that are unique to them when it comes to being labeled as a minority, and when it comes to being racially profiled by police, and other issues when it comes to suspects and crimes. The experience in my grandpa, to give him his perspective on these beliefs, I mean, he's been to various countries like Vietnam and Germany, and he's traveled across the entire world practically. He's felt what it's been like to be a minority. He's lived in places where he's definitely not the population or the majority of it. He also really does care about other cultures and traditions. And my stepdad, on the other hand, is a full-blown migrant from Ireland who was raised on a farm with his many 7 siblings and only his mom. And when he moved here at the age of 36, he came to find a new life, and he had to experience all the issues that come along with being a minority in the U.S. My grandpa, though, does have his own sense of crude humor when it comes to race, though he never means it maliciously. He's just an old head and thinks like any other old head, I guess. From what both of my interviewees think, and from my opinion, I think we all could agree that no matter what skin color you're born, black, brown, white, even blue, you are unique in your own way, and that is special to you, and in that sense, we are all equally great in our own right, and should all be treated the same. But your heritage is your heritage, and there isn't anything you can do about that but embrace